The Science Show on RN. I mentioned the Australian Academy of Science just now, so let's go there to meet a PhD student from 2019, this year, and her ambitions for the future.
Bernadette Highland-Wood, and I'm a UQ Global Change Scholar and PhD candidate at the University of Queensland in Brisbane.
We're actually standing in the Shine Dome, the Australian Academy of Science, and Bernadette is going to do a three-minute thesis talk. Now, there's no pressure. Here you are in the heart of science in Australia, right in the dome itself. Fortunately, there are no fellows coming in just yet. Can you give it a go?
Sure. I feel like I'm entered into Starfleet Academy, and I'm going to give my three-minute thesis titled Sustaining Open Data, the Relative Importance of Public Sector Culture and Leadership. We all swim in a digital ocean. Our lives are immersed in data-driven apps. We whip out our mobile phone to place an order with Domino's, check where the nearest Dan Murphy's is or whether it'll rain. A major source of open data is from government agencies. I'm not talking about personal data or photos that we share on social media. Open data is non-personally identifiable information. And governments collect and share data worth hundreds of billions of dollars to our global economy. Researchers use open data to investigate flood management, food production, and medical research. Open data is the scientific equivalent of the free press. It's a foundational building block of participatory democracy. Open data is like the force. It surrounds us and penetrates us and binds our daily lives together, yet seems invisible. And while open data drives our economy, it also reveals the social costs of actions by industry and government. For example, according to a Harvard study, the hidden cost of coal-powered electricity in the U.S. includes an extra cost of over $180 billion per year. 13,000 people per year, that's equivalent to a busload of people each day, die prematurely due to respiratory disease and lung cancer. And we know this because we can link open data from energy, environment, and health agencies. But vested interests may find these details inconvenient, and data becomes politically vulnerable. Open data may be suspended by government officials. So what if open government data goes away? It may seem unlikely, but it's happening. Having worked at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, I've seen this happen. And when government data is poorly managed or politicized, it may appear perhaps suddenly as an existential crisis. And this is why I'm researching leadership and what's required to transition to a data-sharing culture. I'm taking a rigorous academic approach to data sharing and how to preserve this public good. Through interviews with Australian public sector executives and data stewards, how data is or isn't being shared becomes clear. Data is like ice, and when it melts, it goes away. We can't find what's hidden or been removed. Some government agencies are improving their capacity to responsibly share information. My research will inform data sharing frameworks, policies, and legislation. Because with open data, we will find cures for diseases, we will implement sources of energy, and we will combat climate change. But only if government officials don't drain the digital ocean. Thank you.
Well done. And when you approach officials and say that they need to be open, do they run in fear?
No. I'm generally working with science agencies that have a mandate for sharing, but there's a tremendous amount of choice and discretion that officials have in terms of what they make available and then how they communicate with the larger research community and scientific enterprise. So what I learned working with the UN FAO and US EPA is that while agencies may have mandates to generally share, there's a lot of discretion, and we need to work on that and empower the people who collect the data, the stewards, as well as the research community to ask for what they need and make sure that this data remains available because it is a public good. We as taxpayers have paid billions of dollars for it, so it should stick around.
And when you see what's happening with the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency in the United States, with new legislation and leadership, what do you think?
I think that we have lost a terrific amount of institutional knowledge, and that will be very time-consuming to restore. It's not purely a question of we get a different leader or a different administrator, a different president or a different prime minister in this country. It takes a lot of momentum, and when we take it off course, it has very significant ramifications. So we as a society, as a scholarly community, need to get better at recognizing our dependence on this public good and get better at curating it and making it available and using international standards and working collaboratively with people with expertise in data science, because we have a lot of expertise in data science and we have the most robust IT system in the world, which is of course the World Wide Web. It's very precious for the research we do and of course was created by Sir Tim Berners-Lee. And it was done to share scholarly information and collaborate. And we mustn't ever forget that. That's our core. That's our raison d'etre with the web.
Bernadette Highland-Wood, doing her PhD at the University of Queensland, preparing for an open future